One Day by Made to Fly. Summary. The generational ship was what Adira needed, a chance to discover something new, far away from their past. They weren't expecting to find the most important thing of all before they'd even left Earth. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress as Adira and Narration.
Be Brave 13 as Starship Captain.
Orshata as Grey Tal.
And produced by Devil with a Bird Dress. Adira shifted in their seat. They'd known that appealing for a place on the generation ship was a big deal. It was one of the few opportunities available to explore the galaxy beyond Earth. But Adira hadn't been prepared for just how intimidating it would be to sit across from the captain of the ship herself. It probably shouldn't have been. Going off appearances alone, she looked like anyone else Adira knew. But that didn't change the fact that she was trying to do what few people from Earth tried to do anymore.
You do understand what joining this mission would entail?
The captain asked. The last time someone had looked at Adira with such seriousness, they'd been explaining what would happen to Adira now that their parents were dead. Yes, Adira answered, voice cracking.
You may never return to Earth,
the captain continued.
We hope to find a place we can settle someday, but even if we're successful, it might not be in our generation. You're signing up for what is potentially a lifetime-long journey.
Adira nodded, tightening their hands in their lap. I know. I might live my whole life there. That's okay. The captain continued to watch them like they might crack under the pressure and admit they weren't up for it. Adira shifted in their seat and added, I don't have much that I'm leaving behind here. It's probably in my file, but my parents died. I don't have any other family, and I want to see what the rest of the universe looks like. It's not... They took a deep breath. I'm not just escaping. That idea of discovering something new out there is incredible, and you need people like me, people young enough to take over control of the ship someday if needed. I do understand what I'm signing up for. By the end of the short speech, they finally sounded as confident as they felt. The captain offered them a smile and a nod. She tapped at her pad a few times and set it aside.
Well, Adira, your records are very impressive. Your teachers have nothing but good things to say about you, and I've been told you're the top student in your class.
Adira tried to hold back a smile.
We'd be happy to have you,
the captain said, allowing herself her own small smile.
There's little doubt in my mind that you'd be an excellent addition to the ship.
Adira gasped. It was what they had hoped for, but they had tried to temper their expectations. For more than a century, few had left Earth. Adira had never imagined that they might be one of the first. Thank you, they said breathlessly. I won't let you down. The captain's smile was almost gentle.
I know you won't.
Break. It was the captain who introduced Adira to Grey.
You're similar ages,
she said as she motioned for Adira to sit down at the table in the mess hall where Grey already sat.
Despite your differences as a human and a Trill, you'll surely have much in common as well.
She left them alone, and Adira smiled at Grey, hoping they looked friendly. They'd always stood out in their lessons. The other students knew about their parents and had kept a wide berth from Adira after their deaths. When Adira's penchant for science had become obvious, the other students had written them off completely. Grey didn't know about any of that, though, and his smile was nothing but kind.
I'm glad to have someone my age here. Everyone else seems to be an adult or a little kid. There are only so many times I can play hide-and-seek before it's too much.
Adira laughed. Their nerves weren't gone. For all they knew, Gray would get to know them and find them as boring as the little children. But something in them had hope that it wouldn't be that way. Something about sitting there with Gray felt right. "I'm glad I could save you from hide-and-seek," they said. Break.
Adira! Adira!
Adira's eyes shot open to find Gray hovering over them, his brow furrowed in worry.
"That seemed like a really bad nightmare,"
he said, deep frown lines in his forehead as he leaned back. Adira stared at him for a moment, still coming down from the adrenaline. They'd hoped that being in a new place would get rid of the nightmares, but that had been naive. That day would replay itself over and over in their subconscious until it was them who died. It took a moment before Adira realized with surprise that Gray must have heard their nightmare all the way from his own room. He seemed to sense their questions. He had a hard time looking at them as he tapped his fingers against his leg.
"Was it about..."
he motioned with his hands. It shouldn't have meant anything to Adira, yet it did. They remembered what they'd been told. Gray was an orphan just like them. Adira's heart tightened.
"Yeah."
Their voice was scratchy, but Gray didn't react to it.
"I'm glad it's over now,"
he said, taking a step away from Adira's bed.
"I guess I should."
He motioned the door over his shoulder. He took several steps toward it before Adira said, "Stay, please." He turned, his eyes wide. Adira rushed to add, "I don't think I can sleep after that, and I'd appreciate having someone to talk to instead of laying here with my thoughts. If you don't mind." Gray smiled and hurried back toward Adira's bed. He sat cross-legged at the end of it.
"Of course. I don't mind,"
he said, easily launching into a story that pushed Adira's nightmare to the back of their mind. Break.
"Look, Adira, maybe that's a planet."
Gray pointed out the window at a distant speck of light. It was almost certainly a star. They probably weren't looking at the same one, but Adira giggled and played along like they always did. "What's it called?" Gray tapped on his chin.
"Guira."
He nudged Adira's side.
"Get it? Like our names combined."
Adira laughed and looked away, hoping Gray wouldn't notice their embarrassment. "What's it like there?" they asked. Gray's smile grew wistful. They did this every other night, chose a speck of light, and started speculating what a newly discovered planet could be like. Gray was more likely to do the theorizing. Adira didn't think they were very good at it. They were more likely to poke holes in Gray's theories by pointing out that certain things couldn't work with the known laws of physics, but Gray always had new ideas and was never perturbed by the corrections. Neither one mentioned that they should be in bed.
"It's one giant forest,"
Gray said.
"The whole planet, but it's covered in massive flowers in all sorts of colors."
Adira laughed. They tried to imagine it and wondered if their mental image was the same as Gray's. It always seemed to be, but they could never be sure. "That sounds nice," they said. "I wish we could see it."
"One day,"
Gray said, nodding.
"We'll get off this ship and be somewhere incredible."
And thank you for listening.